Can everyone see my screen?
Samskrita Bhasha Vargaha.
Okay, good. Astu. So today is day 6. Would anyone like to lead the prarthana?
Yeah, I can do. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahanau
bhunaktu sahavīryam karavāvahai tejasvināmāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāvāv
Okay. Would anyone like to read today's Subhashitam?
Punyasya phalamichanti. Punyam nechanti manavah phalam apasya nechanti papam kuruvanti yatnaha yatnataha.
Yatnataha. Gopal Mohre, do you want to try and tell me the meaning?
Punyasya phalamichanti punyam nechanti manavah. I don't know. Punyasya means because of punyam or from punyam, the Shashti Vibhakti that we have studied. Phalam ichanti, phalam could be the result. Ichanti is ichanti is desire, I don't know.
Yes, ichanti, correct. Desire.
And then punyam, punyasya phalam ichanti. So good karma or good punyam, good result, good fruits of labor will give you good results. Punyam na ichanti manava, but people do not desire to do good. And then phalam papasya nechanti, bad work or bad karma does not give a result. Papam kuruvanti yatnaha, but people still do bad things, maybe?
Yes, good try. Punyasya, you're right, Shashti Bhakti, so punyas. So, punya is good deeds, right? So, people want the fruits of good deeds. Ichanti is desire to want, but they are not willing to put the effort
to do the good deeds. Yeah,
yep. Na ichanti, so the meaning is right here. Astuva.
Yeah.
Kavajki, I have a question.
Yep.
The last word, yatna.
Yatnataha.
Yes. So, how will the dhatru go like yatnati?
It's yatnati. Yatna. It's yatnaha. Yatnaha is effort. And yatnataha is through effort.
Okay.
This is today's Patyakramaha. Today's agenda is we're going to do some Purnasmaranam, and then we're going to go over the Grihapatam, and then we'll go a little bit over the Abhyasa Pustakam, and then Shashti Bhakti, and then we are going to do the Kriyapadani. Would anyone like to tell me what we learned last class?
I think it was going over the Shashti Vibhakti and the Kriya Padani.
Yes. We went over the Shashti Vibhakti. We didn't do Kriya Padani yet.
Okay.
Can you tell me, can you give me an example in all three lingas? Just one word. Using Shashti Vibhakti.
Like Dasharatasya Putraha Ramaha.
Okay.
Sitayah Patihi Ramaha.
Good.
Ayodhyayah Raja Dasharataha. But Ayodhya is feminine. It is not Napumsakalingam.
Do you know any Napumsakalingam words? Just any Napumsakalingam word.
Pasya. Or like, could I don't know, Punyam. Punyasya could also be Napumsakalingam.
Okay. Samyak. So, for your homework, this is the second homework I gave. It was just to convert these words into Shashti Vibhakti, and if you can, to make sentences. So I'll say the word, and then you all say the Shashti Vibhakti for it, okay? Keshaha.
Keshasya.
Kapotaha.
Kapotasya.
Vanam.
Vanasya.
Vanasya.
Tika.
Tikayaha.
What does tika mean?
Comment.
Chatakaha.
Chatakasya.
Chatakasya.
Katha. Kathayaha. Shakataha.
Shakatasya. Suchyaha.
Suchyaha. Yajnyaha.
Yajnyasya.
Khagaha.
Khagasya.
Lashunam.
Lashunam. Lashunasya. Lashunasya.
Shaka.
Shaka. Shakayaha.
Shakayaha. What is shaka mean?
What is shaka mean? Vegetable.
Vegetable.
Shashaha. Shashaha.
Shashasya.
Nakshatram.
Nakshatrasya.
Nakshatrasya. Bhagini.
Bhaginyaha.
Shunakaha.
Shunakasya.
Odanam.
Odanasya.
Odanam. What does odanam mean?
Cooked rice.
Chamasaha.
Chamasasya.
Nayanam.
Nayanasya.
Nayanasya. Padaha.
Padasya.
Padasya.
Lekhanyaha.
Lekhanya.
Bala.
Balayaha.
Balayaha.
Balayaha. Shukaha.
Shukasya.
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 Shukasya. Tula.
Tulayaha.
Tulayaha.
Dharanyaha.
Dharanyaha.
Dharanyaha. What does Dharani mean?
Earth.
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 Urukam.
Urukasya.
Urukasya. Urukam. Ityuktekim. What does Urukam mean?
Urukam is shirt.
Pant.
Trouser.
Trousers.
Or shirt. Nakshika.
Makshikayaha.
Halam.
Halasya.
Halam. Halasya.
Bhasha.
Bhashayaha.
Bhashayaha. Tadagaha.
Tadagasya.
Tadagasya. Yutakam. युतकस्य पत्रिका
पत्रिका
पत्रिकायाः
पत्रिकायाः अभ्यासः
अभ्यासः
So the Gruhapatam was to translate these sentences. Did anyone have any trouble accessing the slide, this page or the slide? No, right?
No.
No.
Good. Okay, how would you say God is everywhere?
Bhagavan Sarvatra. Sarvatra.
Bhagavan Sarvatra. Okay, I'll actually call on you one by one.
There is a echo. If other people mute yourself, it would be useful.
Since I'm going to call on one by one. Okay, then you know that. Astu. Gopal Mahadeya, can you do the second one?
Ramasya Banaha.
Oh, we're on the left side. Left side.
Left hand side. Rama's arrow is here, not there, right?
It says the pen is there.
Oh, sorry.
Do you see?
Okay. Yeah. The pen is okay. There. Lekhani Atra Asti.
Tatra Asti. Samyak. Himanshu Mahadeya?
Sorry, Tatra Asti. Correct.
Yes.
The third one on the left.
Yeah. Is not there. Ankani Tatra Nasti.
Samyak. Venkat Mahadeya?
Mama Pati Kutra Asti.
Samyak. Chitra Bhagini?
Tatra Kaha.
No, it says Saha Kaha. Right?
Saha Kaha is who is that? Tatra Kaha is who is there, or Tatra Kaha Asti is also fine.
No, Asti, okay. So I was confused whether to put Asti or not in the sentence. Okay, so it should be Tatra Kaha Asti.
Yeah.
Okay.
Katyani Bhagini?
Somehow, Tatra Kaha does not.
Tatra Kaha, it's like applied, like. You know what they mean. Tatra Kaha Asti. Sounds better.
Tatra Kaha, who is there? Okay.
Katyani Bhagini, can you do the sixth one?
Yeah. Mama Marjaram Kutra Asti.
Mama?
Marjaraha Kutra Asti.
Marjaraha.
Yeah. This is a hard one. Himanshu Mahadeya?
Seventh? Yeah. Aham Kaha Asmi?
Yeah. Aham Kaha or Aham Kaha Asmi. Chitra Bhagini, eighth one.
He just said, who am I, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that Kim Aham?
Kim that Aham is what am I?
Okay. Aham understand? Kutra Asti. Okay. Eight is Aham Kutra Asti.
Aham Kutra Asti. Gopal Mahadeya, number 9.
Saha Kutra Asti.
Would it be Saha?
Or who is she?
Where is she?
Sorry, Esha or Sa Kutra Asti.
good. Venkat Mahadeya, number 10.
What is that? I don't know the answer for this.
Okay.
I don't know the answer for this.
So
I can take 11. Who is she?
Okay, 11.
Bhavati, Bhavati kaha?
Would it be Bhavati? Bhavati is a she. It's a she.
Bhavati.
Would it be Bhavati?
It will be.
So where is she? Is sa kutra asti? So who is she? Would be what?
Bhavati ka.
Esha ka.
Esha ka. Venkat Mahadeya, do you understand that? Where is she? Is Esha kutra asti? Who is she? Is Esha ka.
Esha ka.
Esha ka. So she is Esha or sa? Depending if she is close by or far away.
Bhavati ka is who are you?
Yeah, Bhavati is you. Venkat Mahadeya, let's do number 10 together too. So what is that? So what is that? What is pulling? Is it
apologies. Sorry to let us go. So everyone who is not speaking, please mute yourself.
Venkat Mahadeya. Number 10, what is
which
that?
Which number?
Number
what
10,
is that?
What is that? Yeah, what lingam would that be?
Napusak ling?
Yes, napusak lingam. So, what would you say for an object? So, for she, it's Esha and Sa.
Etat.
What would it
but,
be?
But this is what? Etat, what etat. Is that?
Yes.
Tatkin.
I was asking Venkat Mahadeya, but it's okay. Tatkin. Yes. What is that? Would be Tatkin. So number 10. What's that? How would you say in Sanskrit? Number 10. Venkat Mahadeya.
It is Tatkin.
Tatkin. What if it's nearby?
Etatkin.
Etatkin. Samyak Mahadeya. Do you understand now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Katini Bhagini, number 12, long one.
Is she here? Sa atra asti. Ne.
Sa atra asti.
Sa atra asti va. Sa atra asti va. Nasti. Nasti. That's
how do you say where
Ajya? No, where is she? Then is Ajya. Ajya sa kutra asti.
Then would be parantu. Parantu. Okay.
Parantu tat sa kutra asti.
Parantu sa kutra asti.
Kutra asti.
Okay. So parantu means then.
Okay. In Hindi also parantu means then.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Chitra Bhagini, number 13.
Who is this boy? Saha Balakaha Kaha.
Good.
Esha Balak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it says this.
Okay. Esha Balakaha.
Esha Balakaha. Number 14. Gopal Mahadeya.
Simham kutra asti.
Simhaha kutra asti.
Simhaha kutra asti.
Can you do 15 too?
Yeah.
Is the lion.
Yeah.
Simhaha
anyatra asti.
Anyatra asti.
Asti va. Asti va.
Asti va.
Simhaha anyatra asti va.
Remember the va. The va is what tells the question.
Question.
So is the line elsewhere? How would you ask that?
Simhaha anyatra asti va.
Simhaha anyatra asti va. Samyak. Himanshu Mahodaya, the first one on the right.
Ramasya banaha kutra asti.
Ramasya banaha kutra asti. Samyak. Venkat Mahodaya, the second one.
Second one. Rama's arrow is here, not there. Ramasya bana atra asti. Atra nasti.
Samyak, samyak. Katyayani Bhagini, third one.
Eshaha mama mama pitaha. Sa mama mata.
So you can say, Eshaha mama janakaha.
Sa mama janani. Mama janani.
Janani or amba. Sa mama amba.
Thank you.
Fourth one. Milan Bhagini, can you stay on mute, please? Namo Namaha, Milan Bhagini. Thank you.
Eshaha mama balakasya yutakam cha sa Eshaha mama balakasya yutakam cha.
Would it be Eshaha? So it's talking about the shirt, right? The shirt is yutakam, right? Yutakam is what lingam?
Napunsaka lingam. So it will be etat.
Mm-hmm.
Mama balakasya yutakam.
Okay.
And
or mama putrasya.
Mama putrasya yutakam. Cha is and, right? Cha?
Cha is and, but you say it at the very end of the sentence.
I see. Okay. Saha mama putrasya kandukaha.
Kandukam is napumsakalingam.
Okay.
So what
is
that? Tat mama putrasya kandukam cha.
Kandukam cha. Okay. Can you say the whole sentence again?
Okay. Etat mama putrasya yutakam.
Mm-hmm.
Tat mama putrasya kandukam cha.
Samyak, samyak bhagini. Okay. Himanshu Mahodaya, number 5.
Yes, washerman is rajakaho.
Yep, rajakaho.
Donkey is gardabhaho. Okay, so mm-hmm. Rajakasya gardabhaho kutrasti.
Samyak. Gopal Mahodaya, number 6.
Janakasya putri Sita.
Samyak. Venkat Mahodaya, number 7.
Bharatasya matu kaha.
Bharatasya, you can say amba.
Bharatasya amba. Amba kaha.
Would it be kaha? What lingam is amba?
Oh, sorry. Amba ka.
Amba ka. Samyak. So how
Bharatasya amba ka.
Samyak Mahodaya. So we're not going to use Pitru or Matru because its conjugations are a little bit different. So for father, we're going to stick with Janakaha, and for mother, we're going to stick with Amba. Astu va?
Astu.
Okay. So Kateni Bhagini, number 8. This one's a little tough one too.
Samuha, Ajya Samuha, Tatra Nasti. Acha, Ajya Ganaha, Atra Nasti.
Today is Adya. Okay.
Ajya. Ajya Ganaha, Atra Nasti.
Okay.
Ajya अद्य गणस्य अद्य गणस्य विश्रामदिनः दिन दिवस
विश्रामदिनं
विश्रामदिवसः
दिवसः
ने दिन दिवस इज मराठी आई एम सॉरी या
विश्रामदिनं
विश्रामदिनं
और यू कैन फॉर हॉलिडे यू कैन से विरामः
विराम अच्छा विश्रामदिनं अच्छा विरामदिनः दिन
ओके कैन यू से नंबर 8 वन मोर टाइम
मम पुत्रस्य
पुस्तकं अन्यत्र
अस्ति
ओ दैट्स आल्सो गुड बट नंबर 8
नंबर 8 आई डिड इट द ग्रुप इज नॉट हियर ओके आ या अद्य अद्य गणः अत्र नास्ति अद्य अद्य गणस्य विश्रान्तिदिनः विश्रान्तिदिनं
विश्रामदिनं विश्राम
विश्रामदिनं
विश्रामदिनं गुड
विश्रामदिनं
गुड मिलन भगिनि डू यू अंडरस्टैंड षष्ठी विभक्ति
अ लिटिल बिट
लिटिल बिट डू यू वांट टू ट्राई नंबर
9 या मम पुत्रस्य पुस्तकं elsewhere
what do you say so you have everywhere is sarvatra and one place is ekatra
the siren is going on I'll go on mute yeah.
okay is it better now
मम पुत्रस्य पुस्तकं फॉर एल्सवेयर
एल्सवेयर इज अन्यत्र अन्यत्र
अन्यत्र अस्ति
मम पुत्रस्य पुस्तकं अन्यत्र अस्ति सम्यक् भगिनि सम्यक् गुड जॉब ओके लास्ट वन बेस्ट वन ओ यू कैन गो ऑन म्यूट हिमांशु महोदय कैन डू नंबर 10
यस यस् एषः धनस्यूतः कस्य अस्ति च एषः दर्वी तत् दर्वी इस् सा दर्वी कस्य अस्ति
सो हूस् वालेट् इस् दिस् वुड् बी हौ डू यू से दिस्
दिस् इस् एषः
एषः सो
यस् एषः धनस्यूतः कस्य अस्ति
Okay, or you can say kasya syu dhanasyutah eshah.
Okay.
Or, and then for whose ladle is that, how would you say? So,
kasya... Whose ladle is that?
Kasya dhanasyutah eshah.
So, kasya darvi
that.
Saha. That is darvi is feminine right
yes,
so
feminine
then so
so can you say it number 10 all over again
yeah kasya dhanasyutah eshah cha kasya darvi sa
kasya darvi sa so one minor thing is that if you're using cha for and it has to come at the very end of the sentence
okay कस्य धनस्यूतः एषः कस्य दर्वी सा च
गुड गुड ओके
वुड इट बी कस्य और कस्या
इट डजंट मैटर बिकॉज़ हूज एवर इट इज इट कुड बी अ मेल और अ फीमेल इट्स आस्किंग हूज लेवल इट इज सो हू द ओनर ऑफ दैट could be a male or a female but if you're in a room that's a good question because when you are asking question if you're asking for kaha or ka or kasya you have, even if there's a room full of all men and there's, even if there's a room full of all ladies and there's one man, you have to say kaha. Do you understand that? So you have to always assume it's kaha. You have to always assume it's kasya.
So it defaults to masculine.
Yeah.
So it is not following the...
not for ladder. It doesn't follow darvi.
Darvi, okay.
It's asking whose, right? So it's asking about the owner of the ladder. Do you get that?
No.
Gopal Mahadeya?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. So when you're asking question, you should just automatically assume it's kasya. But if there's, if it's in a place where there's only females, then it would be kasyaha. But if there's and even if there's only one male, then it would be kasya. Astuva. Okay.
Please repeat the sentence. Whose ladder is that?
Whose ladder is that? Would be kasya darvi sa. Kasya darvi sa. It could be kasyaha darvi sa. It wouldn't be wrong, but in general, it would be kasya darvi sa. Astava. So we're going to do some abhyasam from the abhyasa pustakam. Can everyone see the Abhyasa Pustakam? Okay, I'll call on you, and actually, can I get a volunteer to read the direction?
I'll do.
Astamoda.
Avarane vidyamanasya padasya ujitam rupam rikte sthale likhatu.
Okay, so it means that in the blanks, fill in the right answer for the question.
Avarane is?
Avarane.
First two words. Avarane vidyamanasya.
It's the words in colored, in bold.
Okay.
Avarane means bracket, right? Avarane means bracket, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Sorry, I was looking at the one in colored. The one's in bracket. So that's the what you're answering, right? So.
Okay. What?
So Himanshu Mahadeya, can you do the first one? The one under the example?
Yes. Ayodhyaya Raja Dashrathah.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Oh, Ayodhyaya
Raja Dashrathah. Ayodhyaya Raja Dashrathah. Samyak. Chitra Bhagini?
Dashrathasya Chatwarah Putrah.
Samyak. Gopal Mahadeya?
Prathamasya Nama Ramah.
Samyak. Venkat Mahadeya?
Dvitiyasya Nama Bharatah.
Samyak. Katyayini Bhagini?
Yeah. Are you able to hear? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Tritiyasya nama Shatrughnaha. Chaturthaha nama Chaturghasya nama Bhar. Lakshmanaha.
Okay, that's enough. That's right. Chaturthasya cha nama Lakshmanaha. Chaturghnaha cha. So, look at in the brackets, you see that it has Pratamaha, Dvitiyaha, Tritiyaha, and Chaturthaha. So those are the numbers. Pratamaha is the first one. So in Ayodhya, the Raja was Dasharathaha, and we all know that Dasharathaha had four sons, and the first son, his name was Ramaha. So Prathamasya Nama Ramaha. Prathamasya Putraha Nama Ramaha. And Dvitiyaha Putrasya Nama Bharataha. And Tritiyaha is third one. And third one is Lakshmanaha. And the fourth one is Shatrughnaha. So remember, like I told you before, the cha, it comes at the very end of the sentence. Astuva. No, Pratamasya Nama is correct, but if you want to be more specific, then you say Pratamasya Putrasya Nama Ramaha. Milan Bhagini, can you do the one?
Yes, I am. Ramasya Kaushalyaha Putraha.
Ramasya?
Kaushalyaha Putraha.
What do you say, Kaushalya?
I think you scrolled up. Can you scroll down?
Sorry. It says Ramaha right here, right, Bhagini?
Ramaha Kaushalyaha Putraha.
What's in the bracket?
Kaushalya.
No, it says, it doesn't say Kaushalya.
No, there is one more up, Kavya Bhagini, if you scroll up.
Really?
Yeah. After the Tritiya Chaturtha, there is Kaushalya in the brackets.
Oh, wait. Sorry. That's right, sorry.
Ramaha Kaushalyaha Putraha.
Ramaha Kaushalyaha Putraha. Samyak Bhagini. Can you do the next one too?
Bharatasya Kai
Kaushalyaya.
Bharataha Kai Kehi Putraha.
Kai Kehiyaha.
Achha, Kai Kehi.
Nadi Nadyaha Kai Kehiyaha.
Putraha. Bharataha Kaikeyaha Putraha.
Samyak. So Ramaha Kausalyaha Putraha. Bharataha Kaikeyaha Putraha.
Okay. Thank you.
Samyak Bhagini.
Sorry, it will be Kaikeyaha, right? Or Kaikeyaha.
Kaikeyaha.
Is it Yiniya or only ya?
It would be like
Liya.
What are you asking?
No, is it like Kausalya Yaha? So there'll be two ya in the end.
Yeah.
Like Kaikeyaha or Kaike. Only one.
Kaikeyah. So
out of the E, the E will disappear
and one year. There's only 1 year.
Only 1 year.
Yeah.
Whereas for Kausalya, it will be Kausalyayah.
Yeah, there's 2 years for Kausalya.
Do you have a board to write? Do you have a board to write and explain?
Yes. Okay, let me open that board.
Like Nadi becomes Nadyah, is it half year like Haikeyah? We can't hear you, Kavya Bhagini. Have we lost you?
Oh, Kshamyatam. I was opening up the board. Ekanisham, let me just open up the board. Okay, let me share. Can you all see the board?
Huh.
So we'll read this one.
Yes. Thank you.
So, like, another example would be like Gauri. So we have Gauri. It will be Gauryah.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Ma'am, what about the R?
Oh, sorry.
Uriyah, no? Ro. Yes.
So for anything that ends with like E, we will not add another Ya, is it?
Yeah. It ends in akaram.
No, but kaike e is ikarantasri.
Yeah, ikarant. Kaike e is ikarantasri lingam. Okay. Astu. Chitra Bhagini, can you do the one after that?
Lakshmanasya, Shatrughnasya, cha Mata, Sumitra.
Samyak. Himanshu, Odeya?
Ravanasya, Kumbhakaranasya, cha Vadham Krit... Ramaha, Ravanasya, Kumbhakaranasya, cha Vadham Kritvan.
Samyak. Do you all understand the meaning? Other sentences?
I do. Can you remind me, Kritvan is which lakar?
Kritavan. Kritavan is actually past tense, but
which form of, like, it's not a simple loat, I think.
Kritavan did, if is, did.
Yes, it means did. We'll get into the verbs and everything later, but Kritavan is past tense, or same thing as Karoti. So, Ramaha Kumbhakarnasya, Ramaha Ravanasya Kumbhakarnasya cha Vadham Kritavan. So, he killed both Ravanaha and Kumbhakarnaha.
Yes.
Venkat Mahodaya? Oh my gosh.
Madhurasya Raja Ugrasenaha.
Madhura, what lingam is that? Mathura.
Mathura.
It's Strilingam, so that is Mathuraya.
Mathuraya. Mathuraya Raja Ugrasena.
Mathuraya Raja Ugrasena.
Mathuraya Raja Ugrasena.
Samyak. Kateni Bhagini.
Ugrasenasya Putraha Kamsaha.
Ugrasenasya Putraha Kamsaha. Milan. Bhagini?
Kamsasya Bhagini Devaki.
Kamsasya Bhagini Devaki. Chitra Bhagini?
Devakyaha Patihi Vasudevaha Putraha Krishnaha.
So you see that he went from Mathura to Ugrasenaha, to Ugrasenaha, to Kamsaha. To Kamsaha, to Devaki, Devaki, to Patihi, Vasudevaha, Putraha. Astu. Himanshu, Mahodaya. Milan Bhagini, can you stay on mute, please?
You want me to try the next one?
I have to stay on mute.
Okay.
Devakyah Patihi Vasudevaha Putraha Krishnaha.
Okay.
Yes. Krishnaha Nandagopasya Yashodaya cha Palit Putraha Api.
Can you say that again?
Krishnaha Nandagopasya Yashodaya cha Palit Putraha Api.
Samyak. Gopal Maurya, does anyone know what Palita Putraha means?
Adopted son.
Or brought up.
One who brought up. Yeah.
Brought up, yep.
Gopal Maurya. Foster son.
Kuntiyaha Putraha Arjunaha.
Samyak. Venkat Mahodaya.
Saha Arjunah Krishnasya Bhaginyaha Subhadra. Subhadra. Subhadra.
Subhadra. What lingam is Subhadra?
Srilingam.
So what would it be?
It will be Subhadra Yaha.
Subhadra Yaha.
Patihi.
Patihi. So can you say the sentence over again?
Yeah. Saha Arjunaha Krishnasya Bhaginyaha Samudra Yaha.
Subhadra Yaha.
Sorry. Subhadrayah Patihi.
Katyani Bhagini.
Subhadraya Putraha Abhimanyu.
Subhadrayah Putraha Abhimanyu.
Subhadrayah Putraha Abhimanyu. अभिमन्युः उत्तराय पतिः उत्तरायाः पतिः
उत्तरायाः पतिः. So does everyone understand what context Shashti Bhakti is used in?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Does everyone understand the Ikaranta Srilingam?
Yes.
Okay.
Astu.
Okay. So okay. So there is this review. Everyone can see my screen, right? Okay. Milan Bhagini, can you read the chart, please?
Eshaha etasya saha tasya. भवान् भवतः कः कस्य एतत् एतस्य तत् तस्य किं कस्य भवत् भवतः एषा एतस्याः सा तस्याः भवति भवत्याः kasyaha.
Good. So pullingam would be eshaha would be
etasya.
Etasya saha
tasya.
Bhavan
bhavatah
kah
kasyaha kasya
kasya etat
etasya
tat
tasya
kim
kasya
bhavat
भवतः
एषा
एतस्याः
सा
तस्याः
तस्याः भवति
भवत्याः
का
कस्याः
कस्याः. गुड.
मैम, इज दिस इन द बुक?
इन द अभ्यास पुस्तकम्?
या.
You have to, book? It's not in this chart form, but you have to just look around. I think Asia
Can you send this to us or we'll write down?
Yeah, this will be in my slides. It's in my Google Sites page. I will send this slides to you. All these slides and
okay.
Google Sites.
Okay.
This will all be there. Okay, so you will get this. This is why I added this chart, so you can all copy it down.
Yeah, we'll copy it.
Okay. Okay, now we'll move on to Kriyapada. Now it's like you can make more sentences with Kriyapadani. So Kriyapadam means words, I mean verbs. So Kriya means actions and Padam means words. So Kriyapadani means verbs. So we learned nouns so far. Pullingam, Srilingam, Napumsakam. Milan Bhagini, can you stay on mute, please?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one we're going to learn. First Kriya Padam is Dhavati. So this girl is running. So the word for running is Dhavati. Mahila Asti. Mahila Dhavati. The woman runs. So all of this is in present tense. Astuva. महिला किं करोति महिला धावति सो करोति इज टु डू सो वाट इज द वुमेन डूइंग द वुमेन रन्स अस्तु वा ओके बालः अस्ति बालः क्रीडति Okay, can you all repeat after me when I say the sentences? Balaha asti.
Balaha asti.
Balaha asti.
Balaha kridati.
Balaha kridati.
Balaha kim karoti.
Balaha kim karoti.
बालः क्रीडति
बालः क्रीडति
सो द बॉय प्लेस द वर्ब फॉर प्लेस इज क्रीडति सः किं करोति
सः किं करोति
सः गच्छति
सः गच्छति
द बॉय गोस बालकः हसति
बालकः
हसति
बालकः हसति
शिशुः रोदति
शिशुः
रोदति सो इट मीन्स् द बॉय क्राइज एंड बालकः हसति मीन्स् द बॉय So all of this is in Pratama Purushaha, meaning it's third person. Astu va. So if it's in third person,
Pratama Purushaha.
Uttama Purushaha is first person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pushpam Vikasati.
Pushpam Vikasati
Blooms Bidalaha Utpatati
Bidalaha
Utpatati Bidalaha Utpatati
Kukkuraha Agacchati So the dog comes. So does anyone remember what go? What's go in Sanskrit?
Gacchati.
Gacchati.
Gacchati. So agacchati means to come.
Come.
Come. Balika gayati.
Balika gayati.
Gayati. The girl sings. So, take notice that at the end, it ends in T, not T. Bikshuhu Upavishati.
Bikshuhu Upavishati.
Upavishati. Sah Yayati. Api.
Sah
Yayati. Api.
Dhyayati,
upa, upavishati means to sit and dhyayati is to meditate. Api is also.
Oh. Acha, upavishati means to sit.
Yeah, upavishati means to sit.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is upavishati derived from vishati in some way? And does vishati mean anything?
I never heard of vishati before. But I'll check that.
Cool.
Okay. Saha kartayati.
Saha kartayati.
Saha kartayati.
He cuts. What is scissor in Sanskrit?
Kartari.
Kartari. So kartayati is transformer. To cut.
To cut.
Sa pashyati.
सः
अपि पचति Okay. So this table shows the kriyapadam. If it's Pratama Purushaha, which means third person, Ramaha, Sita, Mitram, Bhavan, Bharati, it ends in the end. You can't say any for this. Milan Bhagini, can you stay on mute? Okay, then you're the heart. And if it's in Aham, Aham, it ends in me. So just think of Aham, me. Me in English is I or me, right? So Aham, me. Astuva. So say, for one example is Patati. Patati means to read. So Patati for in Pratama Purushaha would be it ends in ti, patati. Pat is the root word, but in Pratham Purusha would be patati. Ramaha patati, Sita patati, Mitram patati, Bhavan patati, Bhavati patati. To say I read, in Uttama Purusha it would be patami, Aham patami, Aham gachami, Aham dhavami, Aham Gayami. Okay? So we have Nityati. Ramaha.
Aham Shravanami.
Okay, that's a special one. It would be Shrunomi.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay, some of these verbs are very, their conjugations are very special. They like to be special. But so Nityati, Ramaha Nityati, Sita Nityati, Mitram Nityati, Bhavan Nityati, Bhavati Nityati. Nityati means to dance. So to say Aham, to say I dance, would be Aham Nityami. All of these are in present tense. They're all happening right now. Astuva. Vartamana Kalaha. Vartamana kalaha means present tense. Bhuta kalaha means past tense. Bhavishyat kalaha means future tense. So vartamana kalaha means present tense. Bhuta kalaha means past tense. And bhavishyat kalaha means future tense. Astuva. Astuva. Same thing. Well, we did a little bit of this in the homework. So to say, who am I? Aham kaha asmi. So asti for Uttama Purushaha would be asmi. Astuva. Okay. So gachati would be what? In Uttama Purusha. Gachami. Agachati.
Agachami.
Agachami. Khadati.
Khadyami.
Khadami.
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 Khadami. Pibati.
Pibami.
Pibami. To drink.
Pathati.
Pathami.
Pathami. To read. Or to study. Kridati.
Kridami.
Kridami. To play. Hasati.
Hasami.
Hasami. Milati.
Milami.
Milami.
To meet. Grinnati.
Grinnami.
Grinnami.
Pashyati.
Pashyami.
Pashyami. Does everyone understand all this until right now? Okay. More words. So I hope you're not overwhelmed by how much words there are. The more you practice, the more you'll remember these verbs. Astuva. Jighati.
Jighrami.
Okay. To sing is what in Prathama Purushaha?
gayati
yati
uttama purushah
gayami
gayami
to dance in prathama purushah
nrutyati
nrutyati uttama
nrutyami
nrutyami nrutyami to write in prathama purushah
likhati
uttama purushah
likhami
likhami
likhami so chalami
chalati
chalati karayana chalati dhavami
dhavati
dhavami
dhavati dhavami dhavati
dhavati oh
utpathami
utpatate
utpatati utpatati sah utpatati rodi rodimi
roditi
roditi nindami
nindati
nindati everyone knows what scold means right okay scold means to yell just in case you don't know anayami
anayate
anayati anayati okay so okay everyone can stay on mute Milan bhai can you stay on mute please okay so dinacharya means the daily activities of it means daily activities astua so these are some of the activities that sita does this girl's name is sita so first one what is to wake up in sanskritam does anyone know
uttishta uttisht
uttishtati sita uttishtati how about this one
sita danta prakshalaya ni
sita danta davanam karoti
sita danta dhavanam karoti sita does exercise sita does exercise sita vyayamam karoti
vyayamam karoti sita vyayamam karoti
sita
bhojanam karoti
alpaharam karoti breakfast
sita khadati
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 sita bhojanam khadati listen how do you say clothes in sanskritam
vastram
vastram sita vastram dharati
sita vastram dharati
this one
sita
agacchati
sita agacchati or sita karyalayam gacchati karyalayam is workplace so sita karyalayam gacchati karyalayam this one
sita likhati
sanganakam
sita karyam karoti karyam karoti so she doing her work this one
sita vahanam chalayati
chalayati or karayanam chalayati this one
shopping
sita vastuni krinati sita vastuni krinati sita vastram krinati krinati means to buy
oh
ashwa this one
dancing
nrityati
sita
nrityate nrityati
Sita pibati
or Sita phalarasam pibati. And this one?
Can we say Sita nityam karoti?
Yeah, you can say Sita nityam karoti. That's also fine. This one? Sita
Sangeeta
Gayati Shower.
She's in the shower. Sita
Snanam Karoti.
Snanam Karoti or
Snanam? Okay, Snan.
Snati, but I would prefer Snanam Karoti. And then again, Sita
Uttishtanti.
What does she do after she takes the shower?
Oh, sleeps.
Sita nidrati. Nidrati. Sita nidrati.
Nidrati. So,
upavishati, dantadavanam karoti, vyayamam karoti, bhojanam khadati, vastram dharati, karyalayam gachati,
karyam karoti,
karayanam chalati, vastram krinati,
krinati,
sita nrityam karoti or nrityati or gayati, whichever one, phalarasam pibati, Sita snanam karoti or Sita snati, and then punaha nidram karoti nidrati. Or nidrati.
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 Oh.
Asuva.
Can we say vishranti? Sita vishranti karoti.
Vishramam karoti would be better.
Okay.
Vishrati. I don't know. Vishrati is a word. What are we? Vishra mam karoti. Aswa. Okay, let's change all of this into Uttama Purushaha. Aswa. So, Sita upavishati would be aham.
Aham upavishami.
Upavishami. Aham upavishami. Sita danta davanam karoti.
Aham danta davanam
karomi.
Aham danta davanam karomi. Sita vyayamam karoti.
Aham vyayamam karomi.
Karoti.
Aham vyayamam karomi. Karomi. Aham vyayamam karomi.
Aham vyayamam karomi.
Bhojanam khadati. Aham
bhojanam
khadati. Bhojanam khadami.
Khadami.
Sita vastram dharayati.
Aham vastram dharayami.
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 Sita karyalayam gachati.
Aham karyalayam gachami.
Aham karyalayam gachami. Sita karyam karoti.
Aham karyam karyami.
Karomi.
Aham karyam karomi. Sita karyanam chalati.
Aham karyanam
chalayam.
Chalayami.
Aham karyanam chalayami.
Karyanam chalayami.
Sita vastuni krinati.
Aham vastuni krinayami.
Aham vastuni krinami.
Krinami.
Sita gayati.
Aham gayami.
Aham gayami. Sita nrityati.
Aham nrityami.
Sita nrityam karomi.
अहं नृत्यं करयति
नृत्यं करोति अहं नृत्यं करोमि सीता पिबति
अहं
पिबामि सीता स्नानं करोति
अहं
स्नानं करोमि सीता निद्राति
अहं निद्रामि
अहं निद्रामि सो डु यू ऑल अंडरस्टैंड दिस आई विल पुट अप द आंसर लेटर सो यू कैन गो बैक टू द स्लाइड्स एंड देन यू कैन गो थ्रू इट अस्तु वा सो डज एनीवन वांट टू रीड द
करोति वाचालं
पाणयते
गिरि पातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्
Amilan Bhaini, can you read the second line?
In English?
Second line in Sanskrit.
Yat Krupa Tamaham Vande Paramanandam Madhavam.
Yat Krupa Tamaham.
The meaning it says below, I remember with devotion the divine grace of Krishna who can make the dumb speak with eloquence and the lame cross high mountains. I remember and extol that grace which flows from the supreme bliss manifestation of Madhava. Milan Bhagini, you can stay on mute. So, mukham means dumb or speechless, karoti, vachalam, pangum, Panguhu means lame, unable to walk. So, Pangum langayate girim yatkrupa tamaham vande param anandam madhavam. Astuva. So, what are the verb is highlighted in blue, it's karoti. So, karoti is to do. So, Krishna can make the person who is dumb to speak, to do, or vadati, to do, to say words. Astu va. So, does everyone understand how Kriyapadam is like? Astu.
Astu.
Okay. Okay, so since we learned a Kriyapadam, I'll point to the Kriyapadam and you tell me what it is. Astuva. This one? In Prathama Purushaha.
Pathati.
Pathati.
Likhati.
Likhati.
Kridati.
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 Falling.
उत्तिष्ठति
पिबति
नमति टु प्रे
धावति
धावति टु रन
हसति
हसति
पश्यति
पश्यति बालकः दूरदर्शनं पश्यति
बालकः दूरदर्शनं पश्यति
लिखति
पठति
पठति
उत्तिष्ठति
उत्तिष्ठति
गायति
गायति
आगच्छति
आगच्छति
गच्छति
गच्छति
स्मरति
स्मरति वदति पतति पतति उत्पतति
गोविन्द उत्तिष्ठति
उत्पतति इस् टु जम्प् So this one?
Pathati.
Sa pathati.
Sa likhati.
Sa likhati.
Sa likhati.
Sa gayate.
Sa gayati.
Sa kridate.
Who's saying kridate? I've been saying it ends in C and then there's one person saying te the whole time. Sa kridati.
Sa kridati.
Sa namati.
Sa namati.
Sa what is she doing? Sa what is she doing with the log? Upavishati.
Upavishati.
She sits. She sits. Sa.
Sa hasati.
Hasati.
Hasati. Hasati. Sa hasati.
Sa khadati.
Sa khadati.
Sa khadati.
Sa
gayati. No, no.
Sa
pibati.
Sa pibati.
Uttishtati.
Sa uttishtati.
Sa uttishtati.
Sa nrityate.
Sa patati. She fell.
She fell. She's falling.
Oh. She's falling. Oh. Lithium now. Saw patati. Saw chalati. Saw chalati. Gacchati.
Gacchati. Saw dhavati.
Saw dhavati. Saw. Does anyone have any questions so far about the Kriya Padam or Shashti Vibhakti?
Now the last one is not clear.
Oh, she's talking. Yes, yeah, she's talking on the phone.
Achha.
So sa vadati. Vadati means to speak.
Okay.
Vadati.
Okay, thank you.
So
Does anyone have any questions on Kriyapadam or Shashi Bhakti?
I'm not getting the word for falling. Can you write and say? It's not very clear. Falling.
Yes, I will.
Patati. Patati.
So. Patati.
Okay.
Okay. So.
And next.
This is false. Anything else? Okay, can you all stay on mute? Okay. So what I'm planning to do is I'll make another Quizlet, just like the last one, just a Kriyapadani Quizlet, and then we'll have a we'll have another quiz soon. Not next week, but soon. So I'll make another quiz, all the Kriyapadani, maybe just translating the meaning. Padma Bhagini, can you stay on mute, please? Okay. That's that. And then, so there is this handout which has all the verbs. It doesn't have the meanings in English, but you can just search as spoken Sanskrit and you should know some of them by today's lesson. But it has all the verbs. So these, the left side is what we're focusing on. These are Bhavishyat Kalam, the future, and the other stuff that we'll learn later. So these are all past tense, future tense, whatever. So this is Vartamana Kalaha. So the left side is what we're focusing on. So I'll send this out to you guys. Do you guys want more practice on Shashti Bhakti or more Kriyapadam or both?
Yeah, we want more practice on Shashti Bhakti.
More Shashti Bhakti? Okay. Okay, because I was planning to give out this conversation handout. And then you just have to fill in the answers. So I'll send this. And
okay.
Maybe I'll add like a Kriyapadam homework in there too. Any questions?
No. Thank you.
Okay. And also, next week or in the next 2 weeks, they're going to start group six. So group six, some of the students are going to merge in with this class. So maybe next week or the week after that, I'm going to do a quick review from the very first slides and like from the very beginning. So hopefully it won't take up the whole class, but I'm going to do a review from the beginning for the new students that are merging in from group six into this class. So do not skip class. Just please be patient. Astuva.
Asmi.
Okay, so we'll do the Shanti Mantra.
Sarve bhava bhavantah sukhinah. Shanti, shanti, shanti.